Good morning, and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the digital landscape's twists and turns.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry. Keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors, our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopters Program. Collaborating with us will make you an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
United Health Group CEO Andrew Witty testified before the Senate Finance Committee, acknowledging that the recent ransomware attack on Change Healthcare compromised the personal data of U.S. military members, with Witty promising to prioritize the issue amidst criticism for failing to notify affected individuals promptly. The breach was exacerbated by inadequate security measures, with the revelation that multi-factor authentication had not been implemented on the compromised server, fueling concerns among lawmakers about the lack of minimum cybersecurity standards in the healthcare industry. United Health Group responded to the incident by strengthening cybersecurity measures, enlisting advisory support from Mandiant, and coordinating recovery efforts with federal agencies as it faces continued scrutiny and demands for improved transparency and protection standards from Congress. Walmart is shutting down its health and virtual care centers across 5 states due to an unprofitable business model and high operating costs incurred since its inception in 2019. The company is set to offer its employees from the 51 affected centers the option of transfer or severance packages following a transitional period. In the wake of these closures, Walmart plans to enhance the services provided by its extensive network of over 4,600 pharmacies and more than 3,000 vision centers. In response to the escalating threat of cyber attacks on U.S. healthcare systems, industry experts are urging the sector to bolster defenses through investments in cybersecurity. They recommend comprehensive strategies encompassing regular system updates, real-time threat monitoring, and extensive employee training. The imperative is clear: prioritizing cybersecurity will safeguard patient information and ensure the resilience of vital health services. A major cyber incident has prompted London Drugs Pharmacy to close all of its stores, disrupting pharmacy services across the chain. The company is taking measures to secure its systems, and it's currently unknown when the stores will reopen. Just so you know, customers are advised to seek alternative pharmacy services until further notice. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has updated its catalogue of known exploited vulnerabilities, adding a recently discovered flaw that cyber attackers are currently leveraging. This particular vulnerability poses a significant threat as it allows hackers to take control of an unpatched system, prompting urgent attention and immediate remediation from affected organizations. As part of its binding operational directive, CISA mandates federal agencies to address this security issue by a specified deadline to safeguard national cyber infrastructure. The CISA has issued an alert regarding an actively exploited security vulnerability in GitLab, a web-based DevOps lifecycle tool. This critical security flaw, identified as CVE-2021-22205, could allow attackers to gain unauthorized access to users' accounts. Users and administrators are urged to apply the necessary patches and updates to mitigate the risk and secure their accounts against potential takeovers. Microsoft has acknowledged a critical issue with its April Windows updates, which are causing VPN connections to fail for some users. The company is currently investigating the problem that affects server-based remote access VPN connections. Users are advised to look for upcoming updates and workarounds as Microsoft works on a resolution. Researchers have created a new class of reversible protein inhibitors using supramolecular drugs, which connect molecular components through non-covalent bonds to tackle the adverse effects of anticoagulants. These drugs are designed to target thrombin and can be readily neutralized by small antidotes, offering a more controlled approach that reduces the risk of emergency department visits related to drug complications. The innovative approach shows potential for broad applications beyond anticoagulant drugs, promising a safer and more adjustable medication regimen. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like and subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider joining the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.